friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
Pete Futek coming up in 20 minutes time. Nick Wilson, Jonathan Peterlin back on Afternoon Drive. It has been a busy day so far. Greg Newsom dealt to Jacksonville earlier today. We will have more on that as we get the show going, as we get later into the show, rather, including the idea of whether the Browns sold too early and what message that sends to the locker room. But I thought it was really interesting, seeing as how people took the Newsom and Flacco trades. I don't think they're tanking. You don't think they're tanking, right?
No.
Those two moves in and of themselves, to me, don't constitute that extreme version of trying not to win. I think we're one or two trades away from that. Like, if you take, it's funny, because Lindsay with Sumer Sports said,
Lindsay Rhodes,
well, take a couple defensive pieces away. I actually think if you take one or two pieces away from this offense, you're making it impossible to win, no matter who your quarterback is.
It's not good. And so that's like, I don't know, maybe I just need another definition of tanking. But like, do I think right now they're going into the Pittsburgh game and they're trying actively to go for draft position? No, I don't think that. But obviously it's not heading in the right direction.
Yeah, like when, if you were to move off of Posick to see what you have in Luke Whipler, or if you were to bench any of your veterans up front to see what you have in a Zach Zinter, playing those guys who have not earned the playing time, you're playing them because you got to see what you have in them. You might already be doing that at quarterback. You actually got guys who've earned their job over the course of 2, 3, 4, 5 years. I think that'll be another sign on top of like an Njoku or Jerry Jeudy or a Wyatt Teller, guys who actually might have a place here in the future.
Well, so is this the canary in the coal mine, though? Like, is this the beginning stages of us getting to that? Because
yes,
I feel like a lot
it could
of,
be.
That's what I think a lot of fans are thinking right now, and I'm with those fans that are thinking that. Like, it's so odd to have these trades that you see in the NFL. It's obviously been magnified. We have more than we ever have, but to have them this early and then to have the same team do two in a week, you know what you're signaling to everybody else. Like, if anything, it's almost one big giant banner to the rest of the NFL, like, hey, I guess we are open for business.
I just think it's really interesting that the Browns, to hearken back to Myles Garrett, who said, the Browns have told me about the plan at quarterback and I'm in. The farther we get into this, it's apparent the plan was, you're going to pay me $40 million and I will go along with just about anything with that plan.
Yeah, but I think we all kind of thought that at the time, did we not?
No, but I think it reinforces it with every day.
For sure it does. And it's one of those things where I almost feel bad for some of the people that believed that they had told him some secretive actual plan that was they were going to execute and figure out. And it's like they never had a plan. They didn't really know what they were doing. We watched the entirety of this just materialize as they're going on. And the only reason I can say that and not kill them after saying it is because I just don't think they took this year very seriously. I think they took this year for what it is, Nick. This year is we called it a poison pill before. That's what this year is. And then you get all your ducks in a row, and 2026, you get after it.
So I think what's interesting about this is, just yesterday, we were talking about the fella that took out the full page ad in the Plain Dealer.
Mm-hmm.
And basically,
there's disdain there.
I saw his media thing today.
Did you?
We'll get to it later.
He popped down to some places. Yeah.
We'll get to it later. Maybe after Pete Futek, we'll get to it. And okay, I'll give you my just absolutely unbridled thoughts on it. But part of his attack on the Dolans in the Plain Dealer was, you're wasting Jose Ramirez's career, right? And I just thought it was silly. I thought it was like, they've been to the playoffs so often. They've been consistently competitive as an organization. They haven't won a World Series, but they've been in a World Series with Hosey.
Yeah.
I think it's an asinine thing to say that they're wasting Hosey. So when I consider that, I then look to Miles and go, no, the Browns are 100% wasting the prime of Miles, which is why when Miles asked for a trade in January, I backed him and said he has every right to do this because you are wasting his prime. And this season is another instance of gosh, Miles is unblockable. He is on another level. And he isn't going to sniff the playoffs.
Yeah, it stinks. And I'm trying to, like, the hope you have in the NFL is that things can turn on a dime very quickly, right? Like Jacksonville, for instance, that's a 4-win team last year. Nothing's changed. Trevor Lawrence is still their quarterback. And Trevor Lawrence, by the way, isn't even playing any better than we've seen Trevor Lawrence play in years past. He's actually, his numbers really aren't particularly good. He's not having a great season by all accounts, but they are winning games. And I think the hope there would be that you can turn it around that quickly. But with Miles and the way that the Browns are attacking this, who honestly thinks that they're going to turn it around in time for Miles to go ahead and benefit from that?
So I honestly don't know who is manning our social media page right now for Afternoon Drive. So I'm going to communicate on air with this.
Okay.
Whomever it is, I want to send out a poll. Whose prime is being wasted more by their organization, Jose Ramirez or Miles Garrett? Because if you answer Jose Ramirez, I don't know we're watching the Browns at all. Like, I don't, like, I think you might just be so hard up on the Dolans that you're missing out on one of the great, I mean, the great fumbles in football history being delivered Miles Garrett. And if he ends his career with one playoff win and two playoff appearances, it'll be one of the great, I mean, I don't even know you can quantify what an incredible disappointment that would be.
So I think what the person on the paper was trying to get across, or I think where most Guardians fans try to get across with this wasting narrative of Jose's career, is that you're on the doorstep of being a perennial contender. Like, throughout his career, you've been knocking on the door. Again, ALCS appearance just last year. You've been to the World Series with J-Ram. Like, you've been right there, and I think they were hoping that you'd just burst through with a couple additions here and there, right?
Well, but what's funny is that in his career, at least early, yeah, they did make those additions. They did
They spent $150 million in 2017. They spent $150 million in 2018, right? But again, we're talking about the idea that you're knocking on the doorstep. You're right there. We don't have those conversations with Miles because you're not knocking on any doorstep when it comes to Miles. They're not that close. They're not a piece away. They're not like, hey, if I scream at Andrew Berry loud enough, he's going to go out there and acquire the cornerback that we're missing. You're not there. And I think that might be the difference in this discussion.
But they were.
Because I agree with you.
But they were.
Well,
they walked into these guys, Stefanski and Barry.
There was a run where they legitimately made an effort for it.
Well, but
and
no,
they won,
I mean,
they won one playoff game.
I mean, these guys inherited Miles and Nick Chubb and Baker, and even though he was a clown show, OBJ and Denzel, like the number 10 pick in the draft, which then they went to take the only left tackle out of that class that's out of the NFL at this moment in Jed Wills instead of Tristan Wirfs, who went two picks later. Like, they walked into the best defensive end. Like, the guy that I think, when I watch Miles Garrett, it is the closest thing, or one of the closest things I've ever seen to watching Reggie White, my favorite player ever, has one playoff win and two playoff appearances.
In that stretch you're talking about, though, they did have some of those years were really bad Joe Woods years where the defense were the reason why they weren't able to go and take a step further.
This is not, to me, it's a comparison thing. I understand why people make the point that Jose's career is being wasted. I just don't agree with it. Meaning wasted by the Guardians, not, putting enough money into that thing. I think Jose's doing just fine. If Jose really felt like he was being wasted, he wouldn't have signed that contract extension for the team-friendly discount 3 years ago.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen.
And Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.
I just look at Miles and I go, like, I still am empathetic. As annoyed as I was about all the offseason stuff, I'm still empathetic of a guy who deserves so much more. And I can't figure out why every day we don't have at least one person tweeting at us or in the super chat on YouTube saying, man, they're really going to waste this guy's all-time career, and he's going to sniff the playoffs once, maybe one more time.
Because I think for a lot of people that went away when he took the bag. When he took the $40 million and didn't force the hand, I think that went away. Just my read on it. Like, if you really wanted to be gone and go to that situation that you talked about where you wanted to play for a Super Bowl team and you wanted to do that, listen, the teams were out there. As evidenced by the Micah Parsons trades, teams were out there. And that's even beyond just the actual Packers. We're talking the Lions had interest, the Bills had it. Teams were out there. You didn't force it hard enough. You didn't want it bad enough. If he really wanted to be on a team that was going to be a Super Bowl contender this year, he needed to hold his ground. And so I think for a lot of fans, I think that goes away. I think it just became strictly about the money, and then he folded like a cheap suit. He took his cash, and so I think the empathy goes away. Whereas J-Ram, I think a lot of people feel empathetic because he obviously took a massive discount with the expectation they were going to put more money towards the team, as evidenced by what J-Ram said himself, and we've not seen that. And I think that's where a lot of people then sit back and say, well, geez, that does stink. Even if I don't think they're wasting J-Ram's career, because it's not how I look at it, but I could see how a fan would look at it and say, I feel bad for J-Ram for what he signed up for, whereas Miles signed up for something different.
But if they're... So I understand the nuance that you're making, so I do want to... But just to rebut that... But they're constantly putting things around Jose to win because they constantly win with Jose. No matter how much money the Haslam spend, and this is what always kind of I get guffawed about with the spend more money thing is the Haslam spend as much money as you can possibly spend, and they just don't run the organization well. They just consistently trip all over themselves in a way that's, I say, more humiliating. Like, if you're thrifty... But you've got a great front office, great GM, or a great manager, and a future Hall of Famer in Jose Ramirez, and you're going to the playoffs every year. Could you be doing more to win? Yes. But the one thing you could be doing more is spend money. The Browns could be doing everything but spending money. That's such a bigger chasm between winning and not winning.
Well, it shows that the Guardians are much closer to being a consistent winner than what the Browns ever are. Like, as what you're describing with the Browns runs way deeper than just a pocketbook fix.
Yes.
Whereas with the Guardians, there are many fans out there that believe that it is just as quick as a pocketbook fix, and that's all you need because you have the right infrastructure, you got the right pieces that are being developed. You just need the financials.
Eric on the chat on YouTube saying it's Miles and it's not close. Well, at afternoon 923 FAN, whose prime is being wasted more by their organization? 56% of 43 votes, now 53 votes, saying Miles Garrett, 44% saying Jose Ramirez.
When we talked about it before the show, by the way, we both agreed it was Miles.
Yes.
Like, and I think it's Miles with a bullet. So if it ends up being a closer race on Twitter than what we thought it was going to be going into it, that's interesting to me.
Dan in Amherst, real quick, buddy, whose prime is being more wasted by their organization, Hosey or Miles?
Well, Hosey got his streak, so we're good there. And as far as Miles goes, you don't have to have empathy for him to realize that his career, as talented as he is amongst the best in the NFL, it's more his talent is being wasted more. And it doesn't have to do with money. It has to do with the proper front office. So...
All right, buddy, we appreciate you. Real quick here, we're going to go with Ed in LaGrange. Ed, we only got about 15 to 20 seconds here. Okay. Whose prime is being wasted more?
Well, Jose's wasting his own prime. He's been to the playoffs quite a few times, and look at his stats in the playoffs. He doesn't show up when it comes to playoffs time, so he's wasting himself in some ways.
That was a left turn I did not see coming. Ed, we appreciate you. I didn't. I felt like someone was going to say, with Miles is wasting his own prime because of the nonsense and the goofball stuff with the media and the car accident and the what is perceived as immaturity. And I guess he likes Elton John music. I think people have a problem with that. I don't. He also likes classic cars, which I like too, so I like that.
Oh, I didn't know he liked Elton John.
Yeah.
I love Elton John.
Yeah.
I saw Elton John when he came to Progressive. I saw Elton John. I've always liked Elton John.
You saw the ghost of Elton John.
What do you mean? It was this farewell tour that he's been doing for 12 years.
Yeah.
How do you keep coming out with that? It's like the Yellow Brick Road farewell tour. It's like you've been doing that for a decade.
Are you new to classic rock? That's all any of them
how
do.
How does that work that way? How do they keep
Leonard
getting
Skinner's
away with
been
this?
Saying goodbye since the plane crash in 77.
I was like, I've seen you. You did the farewell tour at the Q. Now you're doing the one at Progressive. How many farewell tours
They're
did you get?
Different venues.
He killed it, by the way, too. Still
I
had it
killed
going.
It. What do you mean?
What do you mean?
He can barely sing anymore. He can't move.
No, that's mean. I had an enjoyable time. It was Elton John. It was great. I'm not even a concert guy. You know this about me at this point. In life, I loved it. I thought he was awesome.
When Crocodile Rock came on, did you just lose your mind?
Actually, one of my least favorite Elton John songs.
It's one of his least favorite Elton John songs.
I believe it. It's not a great song.
216-474-0092, or you can vote at afternoon 923 FAN, whose prime is being wasted more by their organization, Miles Garrett or Jose Ramirez, Pete Futek in 5 minutes on 923 The Fan.
Hey friends, it's Ken Carmen
and Anthony Lima.
Did you know that the Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima is both a radio show and a podcast?
You can find us anytime on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, or wherever you get your pods.
Catch the full episode, listen by the hour, or jump straight to the highlights.
Just open up your favorite podcast app, search our names, and hit the follow button to get every minute of the show.
Your way and on your time.